Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples. Joined this next segment by Jack Alston, who is the Executive Director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Jack is joining us here to talk about some good news. So we ran a news story over the weekend on this, but your department got some nice recognition internationally earlier this month.
Yes. We submitted for awards to the International Economic Development Council, which has 3,000 members across the world, mostly U.S. and Canada. And we were in the category of less than 25,000 population and over 500 communities across the United States submitted for awards. And we competed against 72 communities, and we came up with three awards in a small business and entrepreneurship for our entrepreneurship program, a silver award for our annual report, and a silver award for the multi-year program, which was the basis of our submitting, because it's been a full 5 years since we wrote our implementation plan, our strategic implementation plan, carried it out, wrote the five-year report, and wrote a new implementation plan. So it's a crowning achievement for our board that has put a lot of work and supported the plan. And we've gone all through our goals and achieved most of our goals. And that's the reason for the prestigious awards.
Yeah, it's a great recognition. It really kind of puts Pottawatomie County on the map, so to speak, here. And this ought to probably help you guys in efforts to recruit new businesses out this way.
Yes, it does. Any recognition from the International Economic Development Council is recognized by site selectors, national site selectors that work for industries looking for new sites. And of course, we're part of the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, or GMEP, and they're going to highlight that as, you know, an achievement for us. It all goes back to I got here in 2014 with a background in consulting and strategic planning, and we write a very simple five-goal plan that everybody can read and follow. And each year we followed up with an annual report. And this year's annual report, which we got help from, we've used Felicia Ma, who is a works at K-State Communications Department. And she helped with the editing and the layout. And that silver award came in very handy. Actually, it was first place, both in multi-year and the annual report. But the multi-year program, that kind of stands out as saying, this organization sets a plan and sets out goals and objectives and strategies and has metrics in mind and goes out and carries it out and achieves all of the timelines and the benchmarks that they need to and the metrics behind it. I think over the course of the last 5 years, we've sold 26 lots in our three industrial parks, several in Wamego that led to the Blue Stem Electric headquarters expansion, the Corteva AgriScience expansion, and the 456 wineries. So we've done a lot of work there. We filled up the Green Valley Industrial Park, and we've put, we've built the Sandy Hook Industrial Park, and Sarto Countertops is continuing to expand, as well as Fox Tile. So our board has done the work in accomplishing all these objectives and carrying out these strategies. And that's why we get the award for multi-year. In the entrepreneurship area, when I got here, we had 9 loans, kind of a struggling e-community loan program through Network Kansas. And with the help of my executive assistant, Jessica Venneberg, who's a certified economic development financing professional, that really helped strengthen the loan program. And now we have 45 loans out there, and all of them are current or have been paid off. So we're really lucky to have Jessica and her skills to be able to carry out the entrepreneurship program. And we also had Jessica and a team of people from Westmoreland attend Destination Bootcamp. And we ran a Kansas Ice House with the Manhattan Chamber that was extremely successful. That's helped a lot of businesses think through the process of entrepreneurship. And it's actually helped 3 new businesses that I can think of and helped expand others. So overall, you know, we've been strategizing for growth and development throughout Pottawatomie County, both on the west side and also on the east side now.
Awesome. Well, it's always good to hear all these good things coming out of Pottawatomie County Economic Development. Looking forward to the new year, 2021. What challenges do you see ahead for you guys?
Well, it's been COVID. And luckily, our county commissioners have assigned us to the job of analyzing some of the businesses that submitted applications. And we've done that. And I think we've saved some businesses. Some other counties weren't as aggressive or assertive in looking at businesses, and they would keep the money. But our county, in their wisdom, allocated us funds to be able to grant out monies to businesses that were in desperate need of it, of funds. And we've been able to, I think we've been able to save some companies. So with our implementation plan, we got to continue to look for another site. We have 27 acres left in the Wamego Industrial Park, about 4 acres left in the Sandy Hook Industrial Park. So that means we're going to need another site. And we're exploring sites in Wamego, and we believe we're going to get there soon. We also have private sector folks developing off Excel Road, and that should move rather quickly. And we're doing tonight, as a matter of fact, we're helping with the St. George plan, comprehensive plan, that's being developed through the Flint Hills Regional Council. And we put in $5,000 to help out with paying for the cost of the plan. And we're going to kick it off tonight in St. George at the Baptist Lighthouse Baptist Church. So that's another big thing that's happening. We've been working on the meat processing plant or the meat locker in Onega. And we also hope within the next couple days to have an arrangement with Go Topeka or the Topeka Partnership about analyzing or doing an economic impact analysis on the Immaculata that's being built in St. Mary's. That'll be 12 stories high and a $30 million project, because it's going to bring new people to the area, not only just a construction impact, but it might bring 1,000 families to the area or more. But we can't tell just yet. We have to get an economist that's working with the Topeka Partnership and do this analysis, which will take a couple months. But we're excited about that. A lot of good construction jobs. I just heard Peter on the radio, and he was talking about some exciting things in construction taking place with the home building, the Immaculata, and the road construction, all sorts of good stuff happening. And I can't get more excited than talk about the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership and the work that New Boston Creative Group is doing with us. It's just so exciting. I'm going to jump off the radio and get on a call with them. They're going to be submitting some award-winning materials next year for the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership. We've been making business retention calls with the Manhattan Area Chamber. We're looking at their Spark program to how we can partner with that. We had a Zoom discussion yesterday, and we all always team together and looking at industries, because you know, close to 40% of Pottawatomie County workers or residents that work in the city of Manhattan. So and it's only going to get higher with all of the building and development that's taking place along Green Valley Road and Excel Road. It's just going to increase. So those partnerships are extremely critical to the region.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, Jack, time's running short here. I appreciate you coming on the call here this morning, and we'll talk again real soon to you.
All right. You take care.
You too. Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County EcoDevo, joining us here. We'll continue in focus after this on KMAN.